Hello, folks. This is the part of the episode where I normally give you the cocktail of the week. And instead of the cocktail of the week, I'll let you know what cocktail that I'm sipping on as I reflect on a few things and then kind of give you a breakdown of what to expect in this episode. I am sitting here and I'm sipping on a coconut vodka from Ciroc with a little bit of coconut water. And I'm doing that as a chance to kind of decompress and just let my thoughts kind of catch up to the rest of my body as in wake once again of another senseless murder or attempted murder of an unarmed black man in Kenosha, Milwaukee. I'm talking about, of course, Jacob Blake. Now, this was supposed to be our X's and O's, another breakdown of the upcoming games on the weekend for the NBA playoffs. Instead, we recorded this Tuesday night, and that was before we knew of teams boycotting. It was just chatter on the internet at that point, and we recorded it. And this is the portion of our recording where we got drawn into a conversation about Jacob Blake and the fallout that it would have, or the impact it would have amongst the NBA. So this is prior to us knowing that anything else was going to happen. This is prior to us knowing the boycotts were going to happen. And as I release this now, this is prior to us realizing or finding out that the NBA does plan on continuing, though we're not sure at what they have planned as far as games continuing and messages they're going to get across or how they're going to use their platform. So this is the before to us finding out about the impact Jacob Blake had on the NBA. So this is us parsing through a few things and talking about race in sports. And then we hope to get in the studio as soon as we know a little bit more information, hope to get in the studio and record a follow-up that we can put out early next week before releasing our regular scheduled episode that we had planned. Hopefully we'll get that out to you guys on our regular Thursday. Now, we thought this was important for us to talk about because it's something that we're passionate about, not only the sports side of things and the X's and O's and the team's breakdown, but as well as how we felt the NBA has been dealing with some of the racial issues and social issues and promoting that as well and being a leader in the way of sports for that. I don't want to steal anything from the show, but I know some of you are probably fatigued about talking about social issues. And for those of you that can avoid it and you need a little space from that, that's fine. Come back and check us out later. For those of you that have something to say, want to say something, can't find the words, or really want to find a space where you can say what's in your heart and what's on your mind, please feel free to contact us. We love to be part of the conversation that's going on around this, and whether or not you agree with what we have to say, whether it runs contrary, that's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We don't care about that. It's more about having the conversation in a way where you feel like your voice is heard and you hear the other people speaking as well. So please feel free to reach out to us if you need a space or just need to talk or just want to say, you know what, didn't agree with you that. Here's my thoughts on that. You know what? Hey, it was good hearing someone else thinking the way that I'm thinking. So even as you listen to this, you're going to see that the three of us have varying opinions on some of the issues and we agree wholeheartedly on some of the others. So it's always good to be able to talk to someone or have your voice heard. So without getting too much more into it, please go ahead and listen to this episode of Third World Problems. And let's lighten the mood with that theme music.
Welcome to the Third World Problems podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
Let's get into some NBA talk. B, you were telling me some Raptor news.
This actually kind of blew my mind. I didn't know this because someone sent it today in a group chat, but apparently the Raptors, Van Vliet was saying the Raptors have had discussions about boycotting this next series for a while because, and I think that's huge. Like, never in modern history has anything like that happened where, you know, any sports team, professional sports team has boycotted something like that because I think it's pretty big and I think the NBA would back it as well because, you know, these guys come to this bubble after all of this, you know, protests and, you know, obviously outcry and everything. And they're basically told, you know, go play and there's going to be, you know, a lot of support from the NBA, which there has been. And then, you know, they win the series, and I'm talking about all the teams here, right? And all of a sudden, the same thing just happened to the guy in Wisconsin, right? So this is all over, you know, him, where he was just breaking up a fight. And he, you know, he, after he broke up the fight, I guess the cop showed up and they were trying to ask him questions, and he just walked away, which, technically speaking, like, he's not arrested, right? Nothing. He's walking away. It's his right to not respond. But again, you know, time and time again, you know, minorities and black people, mainly black people, don't have the same rights as a white guy if he did that there. So they followed him to the car and 8 shots, you know, to his back with 3 cops. And, you know, the guy didn't die, but his parents said today that he's paralyzed, man, from the waist down. So, you know, they apparently have been having conversations of doing that. And I think it'd be pretty big, because if they don't do stuff like this, like, first I was upset that they're going to mess with the playoffs. But if they don't do stuff like this, man, it's exactly what Van Vliet said today. He's like, if we don't do stuff like this, we're just going through the motions every time, man. Then it's just going to be, oh, this happens. Oh, man, we got to do this protest now. Got to do this. Well, if some actual stuff doesn't happen, it's a problem, man. So what he's saying that they were thinking of doing was boycotting the games, but boycotting them till those officers get in trouble, man, because they literally tried to kill this guy. Why did they shoot him 7 times? It's unbelievable. And there's 3 of them in the back. Yeah. And he wasn't doing anything, man. He's just walking away. He wasn't even involved in whatever it was. And if Milwaukee does it, like if the Bucks do that, I think it would be huge, because someone who owns a sports team, especially in Milwaukee like that, they're the biggest thing in Milwaukee. So they have a lot of pull, those sports owners there, you know, especially with politics, especially with the governor. They're a big part of the economy there. And, you know, if they did it or other sports teams did it, I think we could get justice for those cops easy, because, you know, if these guys don't get scared that when they do stuff like this, they're going to lose their job or go to jail, it's never going to stop, man. So I'm all behind it. I don't know how long it's going to last or how they can do it. But I think the NBA would be behind something like that too. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts is on that, but Van Vliet, he came out pretty strong with those words.
Wow, that's new. That's the first time I'm hearing of that. And I don't know if you guys caught the George Hill press conference yesterday too. And he was super angry about the Jacob Blake shooting. He was super upset, even saying that they shouldn't even have come to the bubble, since that's the kind of stuff that was going on beforehand. They were talking about whether or not they should come, they should play.
So why did he go to the bubble then?
I don't know. I'll tell you, he was like, well, we were talking about whether or not we should come. I didn't really think that we should, but I came, I'm here now. Not much I can do about that kind of thing. But he's like, yeah, but this kind of stuff has to stop. And we're not able to do anything from it here, right?
And his comments are pretty useless then.
Well, I don't know.
He made a choice.
Yeah, and he's saying that he didn't think that he made the right one based on some of the stuff that was still going on, right? So he's just voicing his opinion. He's giving it to you straight. And he's doing the same thing that we do here, except on a much larger platform, which maybe gives voice to some of the stuff, which is kind of what Kenny Smith was saying on the TNT broadcast, saying, no, you guys needed to come here, because otherwise you never hear those comments and you never hear anything besides coming from LeBron or Chris Paul, right? You get to see some of the smaller guys and what their opinions are on the situations. It may not be as far removed from these actual situations that are happening out, especially in America, that you would see like a LeBron or Chris Paul and, you know, some of the bigger names in the league.
Yeah, George Hill, I really think that's just a really not educated response. He's probably just talking very emotion, man. Because, like, think about it, man. You have the option. There's players that opted out because they didn't want to be a part of that. WNBA players refuse to play. Like, championship MVP players refusing to play because they want to focus on more social justice, right? George Hill had the same opportunity, but he decided to come. Why? And then now he's complaining about this situation. Dude, like, you had the opportunity to leave. You didn't have to come. NBA wasn't going to say, hey, if you don't show up, we're gonna give you disciplinary actions. You had the right to show up or not, right? And that was it. So by him talking like that, I feel like that's not really fair for him saying, well, why are we doing this now, right? And just like what you said, the reason why they're doing it is so, one, people want to get their lives back to normal. And two, they want to go on a bigger platform to show what's going on in the world, right? And I think that was huge. I think that makes a big difference. Like, you look at what happened when the Thunder won. Chris Paul didn't even talk about the game. He says the game's not even important. The most important thing is what's happening right now. And you didn't hear him say, hey, why are we here? Why are we doing this? He knows why we're here. He's on the biggest platform, national TV. He needs to make sure that the world knows what's going on, because the world watches basketball, right? So what more can you use as a platform tool on the biggest stage in the world than what your freedom of speech? And I feel like the biggest thing, what needs to be done is, you know, how many more is going to happen? I think that's one of the big things. What's going to happen though, right? You know, what's going to happen? Like, seriously, like, these police officers, they're probably, you know, families are on the line. And it's I find it a little bit crazy now that this is happening on just people are recording these, and, you know, no one's hiding stuff anymore. It's a little ridiculous. Just to sidetrack here, look at Masai Ujiri's, man. His showed the camera,
and that's the double. That's the double with the Raptors thing, because it's kind of a two. You know, there's two kind of incidents they're pushing.
Look,
right?
Look what's happening. So at the time when they won the championship, you know, very proud individual all the way from Africa, man, being the president of a basketball organization, you running the show, you being top of the food chain, and you're about to win your first championship with a team that no one thought they would ever win. And all of a sudden, this police officer comes out of nowhere and stops him and just ruins his mood. As you can see, his mood was ruined. If you ever watched that, the whole championship thing, him celebrating, he was just mentally disturbed, man. And the police officer was even saying, well, he pushed me and he struck me and he sued Ujiri. And then Ujiri countersued him, right? So countersued him. And then a year later, the body cam comes out. Now, why would a year later the body cam comes out? Why would that even happen? Like, that's normally stuff that should be the first thing. Let's look at the body cam. But they hid that for a year, man. And now this is what's happening. And that's a little ridiculous. And I think in the end, now, the more that we see this, the less respect that police officers are getting. I don't care. Like, I see it all the time, you know, on Facebook. And, you know, there's friends and family that say, hey, not all police officers are bad. But you can say that for everything. But the fact that there's so many those people are... It seems like there's more bad than good, especially now in 2020. And what are we going to do now? How are we going to stop this? Now that you started defunding the police, because police were getting paid like crazy, getting defunded now, you know, it's going to get to a point where people are going to go after these police officers, and there's nothing that's going to stop them, man. And that's the last thing we need in this world, that, you know, more people are dying because of silly situations. I really think that the police, in order to be a police officer, I really think you have to go through a lot of mental health checks. There should be a lot of mental health checks. It doesn't matter how agile you are, how good you're top in class. What is your mental health? Do a test on mental health. If your mental health is very, very low, doesn't matter how your performance is. I don't care. You need to know what's right and what's wrong in these situations. And there's too many poison environments in these precincts where a lot of these police officers are on the same page, or even the ones that are not on the same page tend to go into that because they don't want to feel left out. They don't want to be that black sheep, quote unquote, black sheep in the precinct, right? So I'm not going to get more into it, like, or else I'm going to get fuming, but I'll let you guys continue.
Well, I was going to say, like, that's great points that you brought up. And I don't think, you know what, honestly, like, I don't think you need to censor yourself in these types of situations. And you're right. Not only is a mental health check necessary, but diversity training, right? Like, for so long, we've seen the police force been trained to profile and do racial profiling to the point where you had stop and frisk in New York, where now we have to go the reverse and actually diversify the police force and go through training with people on there of just going through and being like, so a lot of the practices you guys had before are not acceptable anymore. And that's why it's interesting that you say that the Raptors are looking, and hopefully Milwaukee as well, because that's, yeah, in the heart of things. And they put out a great statement, the Bucks did. But what is, how far are they willing to go? And I think that's a lot of what we're going to see next is, how far are you willing to go? Because you're saying the Raptors were talking about that. Like I said, Milwaukee put out a beautiful statement saying they are not, they don't support that in any way. That needs to stop. And they said a lot of good things. Is Milwaukee a championship team, the team that George Hill's on, which may have influenced the, part of the reason why he came? Are they willing now to do something similar? Are they willing to join with the Raptors? Are they willing to boycott? Are we talking about doing that across the playoffs? Because if you're talking about getting attention towards an act and bring something towards the next step, these actionable items that we always hear is, okay, we had the protest, we did this. What's next? Where are actionable items? That's a pretty big one to stop the NBA playoffs right now. You're talking about money rights. You're talking about gambling. You're talking about just people's personal entertainment. And when people say, well, how come there's no games on today, especially after everyone's been loving the playoffs and all these games that we've seen, how come there's no games on? Well, did you see what they did to Jacob Blake? Do you understand that after all those protests, this is still going on and still running rampant? People need to be held accountable at this point. And I would be shocked, but pleasantly surprised if they were actually able to pull off a stoppage of play to bring attention to the latest tragedy that's befalling us here, because that would be unprecedented. That's never been done.
Look, I really think, I think we're at a day and age where, basically, if shit goes down, we tend to pull out our phones and start videotaping, right? Start recording those things. I feel like all it's going to take is, if something happens, if a police officer is doing something, all it's going to take is a group of five people to jump those police officers and just do something about them. Now, fortunately, I don't want that to happen, but it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. Now, when that happens and that goes viral, the automatic reaction is going to be other people are going to start doing that. It's going to be an automatic thing that's just programmed in you. If the police do something bad and you're in that area, you go and stop it now. Which, growing up, say that, like, figuring that out growing up, hey, police officers should be protecting you. No, man, like, it's going to happen like that. These guys that are out for, you know, ridiculous things and they got nothing going on, these guys are the trouble ones that are making police officers look bad. And that's the crazy part about what's going to happen. It's not going to go well. And I have such a bad feeling, and this isn't the end of it, right? We're going to hear the sad thing about this, but the crazy part about this is what reality is going to be now. We're going to be pretty much stopping. Citizens are going to be stopping police officers from doing the wrong thing.
Now, like I was saying, we are going to get to our X's and O's. We are going to get to our sports, our matchups. But before we do, did you see what happened with Harkel and Doncic, or Harrell, sorry, Montrezl Harrell, and Luka the other day?
100%. Yep.
So that's the situation there where Harrell called him a bitch ass white boy or pussy ass white boy, either way, you know, brought race into the situation. And to his credit, he went and apologized the next game. But right away, by the end of the game, text right away, should we not be talking about this more? Should we not be
bringing this to light? Should this be a headline story? So I just wanted to get your thoughts. I'll tell you guys what I ended up saying to those, but I just wanted to hear what you guys thought of that whole situation. Might as well start here with my typing master B here.
I don't know, man. It's a weird one because, you know, if you look at it black and white, oh, it's wrong. You know, it's wrong because he's saying white boy. But, you know, if you play basketball and, you know, that's not something that's, you know, goes out and is supposed to be broadcast to the world, right? And the reason I say that, you know, just because it's not broadcast to the world doesn't mean it's right or wrong. That's not what I'm getting at. But when they asked Luca about, you know, how he felt about it, he said it didn't bother him, right? So the thing, what you have to realize about this is, you know, this is the people who are saying, oh, this is crazy, racist and stuff like that. I think the thing you have to realize is, you know, in sports or competition or, you know, even playing basketball anywhere, there's arguments, there's stuff that's said that's honestly, it's a different beast. It really doesn't mean anything in terms of that. Like, you know, in competition like that, it's, that's just something that's in the culture of basketball. It's always been like that. So are we going to start now saying, you know, that old movies and, you know, what's that movie again? White Men Can't Jump and stuff. So are we going to start boycotting that now? Because why is it white people? And why, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. If you're looking from the outside in on this and you don't know anything about sports and stuff like that, you're going to, I know you're going to take it weird. Now, the big argument to what I'm saying there is, well, what if it was flipped? It would be crazy. Well, yeah, it would be crazy because we already know the, you know, the how big the divide is in terms of equality, right? Like, it's, this is not that, this is kind of goes back to the All Lives Matter thing kind of, right? It's like, it's in this context, if it was flipped, it's so, the situation is so one-sided for Black people in this that if a white guy said that, it would be that much worse. Because for me, this is just kind of playground talk. It's said all the time, right? And we're just in such an elevated space right now that anything that's heard, you know, just gets taken as the worst possible thing. And I don't think it was racist at all. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, you shouldn't be saying that all the time, right? Or you shouldn't really be saying that. But saying if it was racist, I don't think it was a racist. I don't think that's racist to say that. At the same time, it's weird, man. It's a hard decision to make on it. But I think it was more so kind of playground talk than anything.
Nick, do you agree with that?
So I'm going to go the opposite of what you just said. And basically, I think the biggest thing is, you know, I get it when you're saying, you know, are those movies irrelevant now? But no, like, I feel like those movies shouldn't be irrelevant because I really love the movie White Chicks. And if that movie gets eliminated, I'm gonna wreak havoc all over the place. But no, serious note. Basically, what he says, I think we need to really understand is, if something gets dished out to you like that, how would you feel? Like, if you said something to somebody else, how would you feel to be in that person's shoes? I think that's what we need to look at these days, right? Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I know that I've heard that line so many times playing basketball. Everywhere you go, I've heard that line so many times. But I feel like when it comes to a situation like this, I feel like there was no need to say it. There could have been other things. I feel like
that's true. That's true.
I feel like him being automatic with that, I think that was the issue. It was just too automatic. And the fact that he apologized, great, but I feel like he needs to, I don't want to say punish, but he needs to be educated more about, you know, the fact that he wants to do an awareness. It starts with you, right? So if you can't correct yourself and you have to say those things automatically, it just shows that you still have a lot of character that you need to develop. And I think that's the main picture that they're looking at, right? It's not just what he said. It's basically how quickly it just came out. Because,
but if it came out that quickly, doesn't that kind of prove that, you know, this is something that just in the game of basketball has just been a kind of a culture issue already? And that's why when Luca was asked how he felt about it, he said it didn't bother him. So,
well, it's not
does that not go?
But I think for him, it's not going to bother him because he doesn't want to make it a big issue. The fact that he just crushed that three in the end.
Yeah. And then plus though,
he doesn't want to take that away from the glory that he just got. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure.
And I think that was the big thing. So why should he talk about something so negative rather than talk about something that just happened, which he just won his team.
But what if it didn't matter that much to him because it's just something that happens here and there in the game of basketball?
Oh, don't get me wrong. It for him, it probably doesn't matter because he's probably heard it so many times. The guy played in Europe, man. Europe is probably the worst place.
So that's what I'm kind of getting at with that, though, right? Is that it is racist and inherently, but put it in the game of basketball and the culture of basketball and stuff like that, I think it's a little bit different because you have to look at the demographic, you know, of the NBA, the, you know, black to white.
But still, you can't give this guy a free card just because he's playing basketball.
Oh, no, 100%. I'm not giving him a free card. I'm saying, in the street, that's racist, right?
And that's the issue here. Like, I feel like it should go both ways. I think that's the main story here.
It does go both ways. I'm just saying
if this was 10 years ago, no one's going to say anything. But this is what it is now. This is the evolution that we're at right now, right? We want to.
That's what I'm saying. The elevation of right now is kind of doing that more too, right?
100%. Yeah, and the big thing is how can we educate everyone to be on a playing level field? Because we got to start with ourselves in the end, right? We got to start with ourselves. Or else this whole situation is going to go through generation to generation. You know what I mean? If you're a family that's been racist all your life, what do you think the kids are going to be? They're going to be racist. Their grandkids are going to be racist going forward. But if you're telling yourself, "Hey, I need to correct myself and I shouldn't be talking like that anymore."
That's normal. But what I'm saying is Montrez saying that, are you saying Montrez Harrell is racist after that? I'm not. I don't think he meant it in a racial way. It's just the culture of basketball, man. I'm sorry, but that's just what's happened in that, right? I wouldn't say Montrezl Harrell's a racist guy, would you?
Okay, but what if Luca said that to him, though?
Yeah, but that's 100% different.
How is that different? It's the same thing. They're just going to two different roles here.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense at all.
How does that not make sense?
My problem with it and my problem of what he said is the fact, and you said he said it real quick, okay? Well, the fact that he said it so quick kind of means like he's comfortable enough to say that if that's the first thing that comes to your head.
On the court. Other thing,
my other point is he's been on the court. This isn't his first time on the court. This isn't his first time trash talking, right? You have to, he's played against other players. You have to have other trash talk that you're able to go to. My number one thing is I don't care. You want to say anything about me, go ahead and say whatever you want about me. I'm going to ignore it. Kind of like what Lucas says is whatever. I heard all kinds of stuff, but I always look down on people that always have to bring the lowest demographic or like bring something racial into it or whatever, right? Like I play a lot of soccer, unfortunately, because, you know, I'd rather be playing some ball in the summer, but I can't. I'm too old to play in the leagues around here. But I play a lot of soccer, and that's typically not what they've seen until very recently, like in our hometown here, is someone of my skin tone playing soccer against some of these teams that I'm playing against. And I'll get into trash talk with some people and they'll be like, okay, well, you're old, you're slow, you're whatever, you're dumb, you're this, you're that. But it's the people that like I've been called racial names on the soccer field. And I think that's what Nick was alluding to, especially when we're talking about Europe and some of the stuff that they've had incidents in professional soccer. So when you have to go to that level, and whether it's soccer or basketball, what other sport or whatever it is, when you have to go racial, that's when I lose a little bit of respect for you, because of all the things you could have said, that's the one that you targeted on. And the problem for Montrez is, and I know he probably got 1,000 texts from all the big names as soon as this game was done. So there, and Doc probably pulled him aside too, is you are here in this. You guys were talking about this whole protest, Black Lives Matter. You have names on your back. What you want to do, and it's the same thing that happened with Nick Cannon and the Philly receiver. Who's the Philly receiver? B, help me out here.
DeSean Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson, when you're talking about bringing in and then assaulting the other minorities, the group, the Jews, right? You don't want to bring unnecessary attention. You don't want to give any fuel to the other side that can tear you down when you're trying to do this movement. And the only way we get forward is if we come together and if we have respect for each other. And
you're preaching to the choir. Like, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I believe what you're saying. All I'm saying, though, is if Kawhi Leonard, for example, say Luka said that to Kawhi Leonard and it was bitch ass black boy, Luka would have already got suspended for the whole playoffs already. Right? so why is the NBA done nothing about this? I don't know. That seems like they know their game and they know this. Well, they're not treating this as a racial incident, right? There's been not one fine put down on Montrezl.
Well, another reason that might be, and this is kind of how I responded in the text, and you kind of brought it up earlier when we were talking about the whole equality issue, is if they brought this up, but this blew up and this was a major story, the other side wouldn't use this as one dumb guy says something dumb to someone else, which is realistically the headline. It would be, oh, they say they wanted Black Lives Matter, they say they wanted equality, and now they're super racist, right? And that would be the fuel. Like, you think about the Republican media, for sure, like that would be the headline. Like, Trump would be talking about this as soon as he hears about it. He'll probably tweet about it. We'll be talking about this if this became a major headline that was all in the news, right? So what you want to do in that situation is you pull him by the ear right away and you get him to do exactly what happened. Go over, you apologize to Luka. Luka probably understands all kinds of that aspect too. Another reason why he's probably said, or what partially influenced him saying he didn't really matter that much, because, you know, and plus he's a young kid. He's 21 years old. He's not in the thick of things as some other people may be, right? So, but you don't want this to be a major story, and you want to give out a major fine and draw even more attention to it, because that kind of undermines what you were trying to do.
But that also goes against what you're saying, though, because it goes against what you're saying, though, because now you're protecting them from not doing anything when you just said it should be the same both ways. So that's what I'm getting at, is there's just things in culture that, because if the NBA hasn't done, if the NBA didn't suspend a white player for calling someone a bitch ass black boy, it'd be game over. That's why I'm saying it's not just, is it racist or is it not racist?
But what you're saying is, just because he's on the court, he gets the free card,
though. No, not at all. I'm not saying just because he's on the court. I'm saying, like, just culturally, basketball it doesn't concern itself from outside things. On the court, it's very fluid, and these guys come from tough areas and stuff like that. Sometimes things come out. Do I think Montrezl Harrell is racist? I don't think so at all. I just think in terms of how he's played and his demeanor and the enforcer that he is, and Luka being the best on the other team and them trying to, you know, mess around with him emotionally and psychologically, all of that came up and that happened. But the NBA is clearly not treating it as a racial issue, right? So,
but honestly, he should be, again, I agree with what you're saying. On the court, things happen. It's just automatic. But one, he should be suspended. And I feel like they should use that as, hey, we're not tolerating that anymore. That way, going forward, no one's going to try to do any of that stuff, because just talking about race as a point of trash talking, you can't do that anymore. That's just literally out of it anymore, right? It's the same thing as you doing a hard foul on somebody. You're out of the game. It's not just, hey, we're just going to call it as a foul, right? So I think with him, they should honestly look into this, and they should get something done with this, because what happens if it happens again?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. Like, dude, if the NBA did that, it would undermine so much stuff in terms of.
But it's showing.
I think if the NBA did that, it would give more
prominence to the All Lives Matter than the Black. Like, you would basically erase everything.
But it's showing we're not going to tolerate. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You can't give them a free card, man. You can't give them a free card like that.
Well, they are.
Yeah, and that's wrong. And I feel like that's definitely wrong.
The racist element is wrong. I just don't think if you said that just on the street, it's racist. I just think in terms of everything and the climate now, I think it's not I don't think it's a racist thing. And I think in the apology that was there, and I think Luca knew that it wasn't at all. And maybe that's why they didn't do it. But
you're saying you're allowing it because it was a heated basketball situation.
No, I'm not allowing it. I'm not saying that him saying that is okay everywhere. I'm just saying that, you know, in basketball, people know that's something culturally that's gone on, man. So obviously now it's going to change, right? It's just if the NBA came out and fined Montrezl Harrell for that, the uproar would be ridiculous, man. Because because the divide of white people versus black people is here, man.
Exactly.
So one time, some black person on the court does that, right away, fine.
You're looking at a racial standpoint. You're not looking at what the situation was, man. If you're all of a sudden you're using it as a race situation, hey, just because he said it now, we're going to fine him. And if you had a white guy, we're not going to fine him. No, man. What they need to do is they need to show an example. We can't tolerate any type of racial abuse like that. That's how they have to do it.
It's just the people, black people that get killed by just for driving and stuff like that. They've never gotten that equality, right? So
we're talking basketball here, man. Like we're talking what's happening with basketball.
But this isn't a basketball conversation. Then at that point, then it's a racism conversation, right? So and that's the thing. If they give equality to this one incident, well, then, man, there's inequalities all the time, tenfold against black people, right?
So now they're basically saying, hey, we're gonna give a free card to this guy, and if it happens again, we'll figure something out after. That's basically what's happening.
Because white cops have been getting free cards for generations.
That's not right. That defeats the whole purpose of equality, right?
I see exactly what you guys are saying. I'm just saying it's. Especially with the NBA not doing anything about it, I think they see it kind of from what I'm saying too, but I don't know. Crazy conversation.
Well, it's a great conversation. As you can tell, we're heated. We're of similar minds one way, and then the next minute we're all over the place. So what we want to know is, where do you stand on this situation? thirstworldproblems.ca. Hit us up at thirstworldproblems on IG. Let us know what you think about the whole Luca Harrell situation, and where you stand and what you think the NBA should be doing about it, if anything.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.